was blocked. And we will go to overtime.
And I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
Back here on Overtime, hour number two of the program, kicking off here, 1 hour down, one more remaining. I think we're trying to recuperate from finding out all about the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council that's actually based in our nation's capital.
I'm intrigued. I want to hear just how passionate this guy is.
I kind of want to fight him.
To found this council.
I think the dude has dead bodies in his basement.
He's probably a psycho.
Where are you putting those hot dogs? What's the secret ingredient?
They stay fresher inside bodies. Eric, relax.
That was almost too good. I'm concerned about everything right now. I am very concerned about everything. Anyway.
Eric, psycho.
Let's try to get back on track here. No recruiting update today, by the way, in case you're wondering. Not only because Cole McCormick isn't here, but because let's see if he sent me anything. I checked our big group DM on Twitter. Cole McCormick says there is nothing important in the world of recruiting. So nothing to give you. So sorry.
I did see that was it Jay Hardy, the defensive end from Chattanooga?
Yeah, a really good one.
Yeah, I saw he got an offer from Nebraska today.
Okay, cool.
That's the extent of my recruiting report. AJ's recruiting report.
Round of applause.
Thank you, AJ, for that very in-depth update.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate that. Yeah. Jay Hardy, he goes to your alma mater, right? He goes to Macaulay?
Correct. Yep.
He's a blue tornado?
Yeah.
So is that what you call the athletes? It's like... he's a tornado. He's a blue tornado.
I don't know if we...
He's a nader.
A nader, yeah. We use that a lot.
He's a blue nader.
I don't know. We use it with, like, big blue. I don't know. It's been a while, man. I've slept since then. I don't think we ever really specified what type of person you were relative to the...
Interesting.
To the school. We got called a lot of things.
Because I'm thinking, like, what are Alabama players called? Because you can't call them, like, a tiger. Tiger. I think they're just called Bama players.
Yeah.
McCauley
same
players.
Same kind of thing, yeah. Exactly.
Why is the tornado blue? I just don't – a blue tornado, that's something.
It's kind of like what happened at Auburn. Like, a writer said – like, a war eagle or something. A writer a long time ago said they were moving around like a blue tornado or something, and it's kind of stuck. It's not very good. Not a very good story, but it's the truth.
I always find it funny how, like, all the origins of these nicknames, it's like some writer in the newspaper will, like, use these phrases to describe a team, and all of a sudden that just becomes team's nickname for the next 100 or so years. Yeah, you can't do that anymore. I wonder when the last time, like, a nickname was picked up by a sports writer.
Been a while.
I can't go on FoxSportsKnoxville.com and type up an article saying something about some team and, like, the team's going to see it and, like, adopt it as their nickname. That doesn't happen anymore.
They do try to get the fans to name the teams all the time.
That is a little different.
The funniest stuff in the world. Like, the winning votes are always, like, football McFootball face or something stupid like that. And it's amazing. They're so funny. I'll see if I can find an example. But
find some funny ones.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I know there's one about to be named, the upcoming NHL franchise in Seattle.
Oh.
Look up some of the names for that team.
Oh, no.
And you can also probably look up what were some of the finalists to name the Vegas Golden Knights before they stuck with Golden Knights.
Hockey McHockey Face.
Hockey McHockey. Tim Hortons Goer.
Oh, my gosh.
Either way, while you look that up, we got some news coming out of the association today. Your all NBA teams were announced today. A notable absence from the first team. LeBron James, for the first time in 11 seasons, did not make the NBA first team. Ooh.
He missed a lot of games this season, though.
He really did. and the Lakers suck. So it was kind of to be expected. Here's your first teamers. At forward, you got Giannis, the Greek freak of Milwaukee, James Harden, Steph Curry, Paul George, and you got Denver's big man down low, Nikola Jokic, the Joker. Man, I love the Joker. As in the basketball player.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, the villain's cool, too.
Oh, yeah. He's a great villain. All time.
So that's your first team. Your second team. LeBron's not even a second teamer.
He didn't play well this year.
He really didn't. Your second teamer at center, Joel Embiid of the Sixers. You got Kevin Durant. You got Damian Lillard of Portland. Kawhi Leonard of the Raptors. And Kyrie Irving of Boston.
Kawhi was second team, huh? Okay.
He was second team. Okay. And LeBron did make the third team, though. So he is on the team.
Off name alone, what did his stats look like compared to the other people on the third team?
I can look those up in a minute. Here's who's on the third team with him. I know his stats don't look better than Russell Westbrook's.
No.
Because he's your third team starting point guard. You got Blake Griffin.
Well, Russell, he's a stat sheet warrior too. He is. So
you got Rudy Gobert and you got Kemba Walker. So that's your third teamers.
I thought Kemba was hurt for most of the year. Am I making that up?
I don't know, man. I didn't pay that much attention.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm sorry. Not everybody here can be John Reed and pay that much attention to the whole association. We love John Reed, but
he's at a Smokies game, apparently.
He is at the Smokies. Supporting our partners, the Tennessee Smokies. He is, according to his Twitter feed, enjoying himself. A.K.A. he's drunk.
Drunk at a Smokies
game. He tweeted himself that he is, quote, drunk ass at the Smokies game.
I don't blame him.
There's a lot worse places to be drunk at.
Oh, for sure.
That is for sure. And your finalist, by the way, for NBA MVP, just making it official again here, it's going to be – this might have been official last week, but I'm just reminding you, your three finalists for NBA MVP this year, Paul George, James Harden, and Giannis.
Really? Paul George?
Paul George had a fantastic season.
Okay.
Low-key doing a really fantastic job over in OKC.
He's a good player.
They just can't get far in the playoffs.
I'm kind of surprised after he – wrapped his knee around the base of that goal that one
time. That's one of the worst injuries I've ever seen.
He came back as strong as he did.
Oh,
it was bad. It was real bad.
Let me look at LeBron's stats this year, just for the games he played in. Here's his stats. I mean, pretty much a LeBron James type of stat line here. 27.4 points per game at 51% rate from the field. And a almost 34% beyond the 3-point line, 8.5 rebounds, 8.3 assists per game, along with 1.3 steals. That's pretty much par for the course for LeBron James this past decade.
That's about right, yeah.
It's just he's missed so much, and the Lakers and were such trash. Terrible, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of going against him. He had I do remember this. He had a really career bad year from the free throw line. So his career average is a 73.6 from the stripe.
Okay.
Not bad.
Not bad, not great. Yep.
Certainly really better. This year he was 66.5%.
Ooh.
A whole 8% or 7%, my bad.
Whoa.
That's Ooh. Really bad.
Ooh. Yeah, it is really bad.
Is that a sign of the times?
I don't know. It is just the free throw shooting.
Nah, LeBron's washed up.
He's washed. He's trash.
He's washed.
So the games he played, yeah, this is a by far a career low for the amount of games that he played. Not counting, of course, the striking shortened season from a few years ago. Mm. Yeah, only played in 55 games.
Mm. I mean, he sat out how many games then? I don't even remember. It was 10 plus, wasn't it?
Well, there's 82 games in a season. Well, he did. He basically was shut down at the end of the season. So that's 27 games he missed.
Oof.
That's big time for him.
Hmm.
Yeah, third teamer for LeBron James this year. Did you find out anything about the weird nicknames?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you ready?
I'm ready to hear this. Run through this list here.
So in all, actually, this is actually a serious team naming topic here. Seattle's NHL team.
Okay.
Apparently, the top two are the Seattle Totems, who are the early favorite.
The Totems?
I'll see if I can find what the heck that means, where that came from.
When I think of the city of Seattle, I think of a totem pole.
Oof. I have.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. And okay. The Seattle, you ready?
I'm ready.
Sockeyes.
That still makes more sense than Totems, though, because they do have that big fishing industry there.
They have the Seattle Kraken, singular Kraken, not multiple Kraken. One Kraken. They have.
I kind of like the Kraken.
Emeralds.
Emeralds rolls off the tongue. Makes me think of the Emerald Club.
Rainiers. Emerald Club. Oh my gosh. Rainiers.
Mount Rainier. Yeah.
Is that how you spell it?
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Renegades, sea lions, seals. The seals.
There used to be a hockey team called the California Seals, or they were like the Golden Seals back in the day.
Evergreens.
I don't like
whales.
That. No.
Didn't there used to be a team called the
Whalers? Whalers, and Hartford, yeah. And then they became the Hurricanes.
Cougars, Eagles, Firebirds.
Why would you want to be any of those three?
Cougars, that's Eagles. So corny. That's a high school name. Like we've already discussed.
Yeah, exactly.
So, some of those are kind of cool.
What's your favorite out of that? Dude, I kind of low-key like the Kraken. I like the Kraken.
No, we got a winner right here. You ready?
I'm ready.
From Sam Farmer, LA Times. Starpucks. The Seattle Starpucks. Anybody? Is my mic on here? Is there a gas leak in here? The Seattle Starpucks. That's the winner right there. What else are we looking at?
Support your Starpucks.
This.
Oh, what?
Man.
That is god-awful.
That's amazing.
That is god-awful.
Love it.
Did you find anything else besides Seattle?
Here for the terrible names.
Dude, I kind of like the Kraken. I'm sorry.
That could be cool. That'd be all right. There's
just the Kraken.
That's a very unique Kraken name, yeah. So this is an actual thing. I thought I'd seen it somewhere before, and I figured out what it was. San Diego's MLS team.
Yes.
They needed help naming it, so they left it to the fans.
Why not just FC San Diego?
That was one of the options.
I mean, in soccer, you don't like have to have a nickname in your name.
No. You can just call it FC, absolutely. Yeah. But here's the top five. At number five, with 67 votes, San Diego Football Club, you say.
Sure.
Number four, Mission San Diego Football Club, 70 votes. Don't know what the Mission
comes from. That's with that's with their history. That's with their history of their founding.
Okay. With 150 votes, San Diego Bad Hombres. Yikes. With 272
votes. Isn't that what Trump said like years ago? He's a bad, they're bad hombres.
I'd buy it.
They're bad hombres.
I wouldn't. Got to get the fingers up there. In second place, this is second place in fan voting, 272 votes.
Okay.
San Diego Surf.
I'd like that.
I like the Surf.
Yeah, Surf's not bad, right?
So far, I like San Diego FC, I like Mission San Diego, and I like the Surf.
With 1,206 votes.
This is the leader in the clubhouse, is what you're
leader
saying.
Leader in the clubhouse. Footy McFooty Face. You can't make it up. An homage to Bodie McBoatface.
Is this actually going to count? Are they actually doing a fan vote thing, or are they just going to consider the fan vote?
I'll see what I can find, what they ended up doing, because that's from 2017.
The owners can overthrow a fan vote.
Oh, yeah.
They can do whatever. It was the same thing when the Charlotte Bobcats started.
Right.
There was some other name that won the Charlotte fan voting contest, and their owner at the time said, yeah, I'm going to overrule that and basically go and name the team after myself, because his name is Robert. It was Robert Johnson. It's like, yeah, the Bobcats.
Bobcats.
I'm looking at some other MLS names here. I feel like MLS names.
There's some cool names in the MLS.
They're pretty.
There's some that are pretty boring, like Sport or.
Atlanta
United FC.
Do love the Portland Timbers.
Timbers are cool.
Vancouver Whitecaps.
Chicago Fire. That's cool. Revolution's cool.
Sporting Kansas City is interesting. They used to be like the...
They used to be the Wizards.
The Wizards, that's right. I know their nickname is like the Blue Hell or something like that. Yeah. That's very intimidating.
They actually have one of the best youth academies in the country, so they're the real deal.
Too. San Jose Earthquakes?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like Real Salt Lake. Real Madrid.
Colorado Rapids.
Houston Dynamo.
Yep. There's some cool names, man.
Philadelphia Union's really good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The New York Red Bulls, surprise, sponsored by Red Bull.
Right.
Revolution, New England.
Whitecaps.
Montreal Impact. Why are you the Impact?
I feel like there's a...
What about the Columbus Crew?
I don't understand the origin of that.
I don't get that.
But they've got like a yellow-black color scheme, and it's kind of cool. Who am I? We're missing a couple.
Chicago Fire.
Okay, so I said Chicago Fire.
Oh, you did.
LA Galaxy and LAFC. LAFC just started up last year, and they've got a. They're probably the two best teams in the league right now, and they're in the same city.
Their nickname, it just says the Black and Gold.
Yeah.
Some of these are lame, man.
Yeah. Can't win them all.
Did you find anything else?
No, I'll keep looking, though.
I feel like there were some really good. I feel like Vegas had some really good ones.
Okay, I'll see what I can find. See what I can find.
The business of naming sports teams.
That'd be tough.
I wonder what the name suggestions for the Titans were when they were renaming the Titans from the Oilers.
I think they were good. Well, obviously they ended up doing something with the I don't want to say the Greek theme, but whatever word you want
to
use.
So they only do the Greek theme because of the Pantheon?
Right. Right.
So that's the only reason.
But they had they were going to do something like Atlas or something.
The Atlas?
I don't know.
What?
Something like that, I think.
I don't know about that.
Vegas was also thinking about going with Nighthawks. Okay.
There's worse.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This is five possible names for the Vegas NHL team. Yeah. Aces. Desert Devils.
Desert Devils? What?
Desert Devils, yeah. I don't know about that. Rat Pack? What? No.
Not because of the Rat Pack.
No, I understand, but that's dumb.
Yeah, that is dumb. Would their mascot be like an actual,
I don't know, yeah.
Menacing-looking rat?
How would you build off of that? I don't know.
That'd be scary.
Knights and Venom. Venom.
The Vegas Venom.
That'd be.
Have Venom as your mascot?
That'd take some work. That'd be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
The Keeper helmet with...
That would be kind of badass. That'd be cool. Let's hit a break here. More overtime. Hour number two on the way after this here. Phone line still down.
So off-season talk.
If you got a question, tweet us in here. We're back with more OT after this here on Fan Run Radio. Back on overtime. Go to the world of college football recruiting. No, nothing to do with Tennessee right now. Sorry, Cole. But this caught my eye. This has caught a lot of people's eye here. So we know that arguably the greatest rivalry in sports is Michigan-Ohio State.
Okay.
The bad blood there. Nothing else needs to be said about it. But we do know that Ohio State has owned Michigan.
Yes.
For basically this entire century. I think since 2003, Michigan has two wins over Ohio State. And they last beat them in 2011. Now, there looks to be some more bitter blood in this rivalry now as we move on from Urban Meyer versus Harbaugh to Harbaugh versus new Ohio State coach Ryan Day. This Michigan quarterback commitment... He's a really good one. He's a five-star prospect, J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy already feeling the hate towards Ohio State. Oh, already feeling the hate here. I'm trying to see who he was talking with. He was talking with The Athletic, of all people. And he said this. Already going after Ohio State. He said, quote, "I used to love them. Now I want to kill them."
Whoa.
Using the K word.
Whoa.
He wants to kill them. This is what McCarthy told The Athletic when discussing going to Michigan after growing up as an Ohio State fan. He grew up an Ohio State fan. Now he wants to literally kill people. Who are Buckeyes? He has a reason.
I'm at a loss for words.
He has a reason, though. Says that the beef apparently started because McCarthy felt that he was lied to during the recruiting process.
Okay.
Coaches known to stretch the truth a little bit when it comes to recruiting.
But that seems like Seems like a big jump.
He wants to kill them.
Seems like a very extreme reaction to something like that.
If you're a Michigan fan, how do you feel about this? Are you hyped up because of the intensity, or are you saying, whoa, man, take it a little easy here?
Here's the thing.
Because you're already putting up bulletin board material. You haven't even signed your letter of intent.
If he's a defensive lineman or a linebacker, I would think it's okay.
You're the quarterback. You're going
to
be.
He wants to murder somebody, yeah. You know, something like that. He's a quarterback, and he's saying that. I don't know. That's weird.
That's a little weird.
Off the rails.
It's a little weird.
We got more info here about the whole getting lied to in the recruiting process. Apparently, new head coach of Ohio State, Ryan Day, apparently told McCarthy during the recruiting process that he didn't have any plans to take a 2021 quarterback until the end of summer. However, the five-star quarterback said he didn't get a good vibe from Ryan Day and the rest of the staff and said he felt lied to. But then he felt lied to because in late April, a lot different than late summer, Ohio State got a commitment from four-star quarterback Kyle McCord.
Okay. You're making a big leap saying you want to kill somebody. That's a very – you got to have a reason if you're
going to
go that far.
Well, people ain't going to forget about that. you're not going to forget about that easily. Now, this kid does have some talent here, and, of course, he's got all the ratings and everything here. Of course, this is 2021. So this guy's saying this at a bare minimum 2 years before he even steps on the field.
Okay.
Already wants to kill Ohio State. He's out of LaGrange Park, Illinois, Nazareth Academy, ranked as a top 20 player in the 2021 class, number two overall pro-style quarterback in the class.
So –
He said kill.
Capital K, kill. You say grew up an Ohio State fan.
He did.
Did you say, I might have missed it, did you say he got an offer from Ohio State?
Oh, he would have had to because he was visiting. He was visiting Ryan Day and the whole staff.
So you're telling me because Ohio State offered another quarterback.
Not just offered. They took a commitment.
They got a commitment from another quarterback.
When Ryan Day allegedly told him that they weren't taking another quarterback commitment in the 2021 class until the end of summer. Yes, he did get an offer. I mean, he's got an offer from everybody, including your Tennessee Volunteers.
Do you think this is how Trevor Lawrence felt when he didn't get an offer from Tennessee?
No, Lawrence got an offer.
Did he?
Lawrence was already
that was the big deal.
No, he was already being touted as Peyton Manning.
But he came to campus and they just didn't care about him. Wasn't that it?
No.
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Justin Fields before he became a five-star prospect.
Quitter.
It was Justin Fields when he was like a two-star. And he didn't get like an offer or anything like that. He basically got forgotten about. And then all of a sudden he tears up all of high school football.
Of course.
And then goes to Georgia, now at Ohio State.
Couldn't win the job at Georgia, though. He got packages. That didn't count.
Including the worst fake punt of all time.
Oh, yeah. Never forget.
Is that still the worst play call you've ever seen? I think
it's up there.
As far as college football, at that stage in college football, you're playing for a spot in the playoff. You're playing for the SEC championship, and you do that.
I've got like four in my head from Butch Jones's.
And it wasn't even a creative fake punt. He took the direct snap and just ran straight into the line of scrimmage.
It's pretty bad.
And Alabama sniffed it out. Like they knew it.
Of course they did, yeah.
They were in like. They were in, like, punt return safe. Like, they were expecting a fake.
As it turns out, Kirby Smart might not be a great head coach when it comes to play calling.
More like Kirby Dumb.
Dude!
No one's ever heard that before.
Got him.
How would you feel if a Tennessee let's just use Harrison Bailey as an example. Best player in the current 2020 class. High four-star, borderline five-star quarterback. We really think he's going to do some good things when he gets here. Mm-hmm. What if he said, now he's from Georgia.
Right.
I don't know if he grew up a Georgia fan. I don't know if he grew up a Florida fan because he's down there in Marietta. He could have been an Auburn fan.
Yep.
Let's just say Georgia or Florida. Let's say he grew up a fan of one of the two. What if he's telling our good pal David Ubbin of The Athletic, good friend of the station David Ubbin, that he literally wants to kill Florida? I think that's the same type of thing because Florida has killed us on the field most of the time.
Good comparison.
This past decade plus. Just like Ohio State has done Michigan. How would you feel if Harrison Bailey said the words, I want to kill them?
A little concerning.
I think the fan base would be split. I think some people would like it.
Oh, there's definitely people that would like it, but it's concerning.
Now, if Henry Toa Toa says he wants to kill Alabama,
oh man,
I'm all for it.
If Shy Tuttle or Derek Barnett would have come out and said the same thing, I'm going to kill somebody. Still a little extreme, but it makes a little more sense that way.
I think you have to be so careful saying the word kill.
That's an aggressive word, man.
I know he won his match this past weekend, but remember what Deontay Wilder said? The boxer?
Yeah, you like kill him with a punch or something?
He said it's like you can kill somebody and get away with it. Why don't I use my right to do that?
He about did.
Oh, that was vicious.
When you can hear a punch land, that's a problem.
Oh, it was so nasty.
Are you kidding me?
I do like Deontay Wilder, though. He is pretty fun to watch.
I'd call him sir.
You have an opponent saying that he wouldn't mind literally taking your life. That's a who.
So he would be, I guess this would be, he's going into his junior year of high school?
Going into his junior year right now. That's the thing. He's still 2 years removed from even going to college. So people may forget about this.
No, not in that rivalry.
If he doesn't say anything else that riles people up. People may forget. Internet forgets pretty quickly. Think about how quickly the internet's outraged from one thing to the other every week.
We still remember things Lane Kiffin said before he even took the field as Tennessee's head
coach.
Lane
broke our heart, though. That's the difference.
I was looking up bad play calls, by the way, and Lane Kiffin's 76-yard field goal attempt, last play call as an Oakland Raiders head coach.
You know what he did? That he did that to basically do a middle finger to Al Davis. Because he knew he was getting fired. So he's like, you know what? Get Seabass out there and try to kick a 76-yarder. See, I would think Seabass probably made several 70 yards in practice.
He's a beast. There's no doubt about it. Is he still in the league?
I think Seabass just retired.
Good for him. He was in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl in 1998, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I think he retired after like one season with the Seahawks. Yes. So spent almost his entire career with the Raiders, one season with the Seahawks. His draft selection is one of the most baffling things I've ever seen. I don't remember him being drafted, but going back and looking, it's baffling. He was taken with a first-round pick in 2000. He was the 17th overall pick, a kicker. Now, was he a great kicker? Absolutely. But you took a kicker. Al Davis took a kicker in the first round. Most Al Davis move of all time.
Yeah. I mean, where does he rank on the all-time point scorer list? Do we know?
I can look it up. I mean, he had a 20-year career. He's got to be up there. Uh-huh. He's definitely he has the record for the most games played with the Raiders.
Maybe he was just thinking really, really long term.
Possibly. I mean, you did need him.
And they didn't have any other needs at any other position somehow.
I don't know how we've gotten off on Sebastian Janikowski. Let's reset and do birthdays coming up next. Are you both of y'all ready for this?
No, I hate this game.
You won last week.
I guess I'm ready.
There's an asterisk by it. Due respect.
Hey, no. If you benefited, don't say there's an asterisk. Because somebody might get some attention. You might get the attention of the NCAA, and they might take it away from you. I'd be careful.
Okay, it's mine. Get out of here, Cole.
Who's more confident?
I think it's
an even playing field. I think me and him are both on the same level.
We're both pretty bad. Like, it's fine.
It'll be interesting.
Sebastian Janikowski, 10th highest point scorer in the NFL.
I guess it was worth it then. Yeah. We got birthdays coming up next. AJ versus Julia. Don't go anywhere. It is time to play the game here. It is the birthday game here on May the 23rd, the year of our Lord, 2019. We got AJ Cook. We got Julia Ramsey going head-to-head right here. Not the best day for birthdays. Yeah, laptop's down.
Close laptops down, folks.
Yep.
Phones turned over.
Three birthdays, two this day in history. So, first to three wins here. Y'all nervous? Y'all excited?
Yes, nervous.
No, both.
Let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to get the toughest birthday out of the way. Because I remember, I think this might be the one-year anniversary of when I started hosting the birthday game.
Wait, today?
I think it might be because I vividly remember this person's birthday and it being so hard to give clues about.
I know you've been doing it longer than that because I was listening to the birthday game in an old apartment.
Really? Have I been doing it that long?
Somebody has. Somebody's been doing the game for longer than a year.
Either way, this musician. I cannot say musician today.
Bono.
It's not Bono. However, she does go by one name.
Cher.
That is a hint. She is 45 today. She is an American singer-songwriter.
Beyonce?
No. Four Grammy Award nominations. No, Beyonce wouldn't be hard. I'll say she's a native of Alaska. Her hits are mainly in the 90s. Her debut single from her debut album, Who Will Save Your Soul? It was nearly a top 10 hit in the U.S. She also has songs such as You Were Meant for Me. It is Jewel!
Come
on! You Were Meant for Me and Foolish Games. Really big in the late 90s.
Gosh. I'd completely forgotten she existed. She's still alive?
Yes. 45 and healthy, as far as I know.
The last time I played this game, I learned that somebody was dead, so I got to ask now.
Wait. You thought somebody was alive who was dead?
I didn't realize Roy Halladay had died. I didn't hear
He had the plane crash.
Yeah, I learned. I heard. I didn't know.
Oh, I remember that now. I was all hopped up on pain medication. Yeah. I do remember. You're like, wait, Roy Halladay's dead?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, that's sad.
It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad.
R.I.P. in peace.
1-0 lead for AJ here. Let's get into the second birthday. This is a very topical birthday. He is 20 today. He is 20. Let me get up his profile here. Turns the big 2-0 today. Recent controversial figure. He's an internet personality and a beauty YouTuber.
Oh, James Charles.
It is James Charles.
Who? Yeah.
He's the first male ambassador for CoverGirl. Right now his subscriber numbers on YouTube is just 15.1. AJ.
James Charles.
See, I didn't know about this either. I had to learn through my girlfriend because she's big into the beauty YouTube scene and everything, as a lot of women are. So
yeah, I've been following it a little bit too. Very interesting stuff.
Basically, the gist of everything.
This is a guy?
Yes.
He makes a lot of money doing what he's
AJ's
doing.
AJ's 2019, yes.
Yeah.
I'd put makeup on for money. A lot of it.
A lot of money.
So, Julia, fill me in here. I'm going to explain this as best I can from a guy's perspective.
All right.
So I'm reading the Wikipedia thing about it here. So on May 10th, longtime collaborator Tati, is it Tati?
Yeah,
Tati Westbrook uploaded a 43-minute-long video titled "Bye, Sister."
Okay.
So to her YouTube channel, heavily criticizing James Charles. In her video, Westbrook accused Charles of, quote, manipulating people's sexuality and, quote, using fame, power, and money to play with people's emotions. After this, Charles set a YouTube record for losing over 1 million subscribers in less than 24 hours.
Yep.
It continued to fall from 16.6 million subscribers around May 6th to a low point of 13.4 million on May 15th.
Just how rich...
And it has recovered to like 15 million.
Just how rich is this guy?
I can look at net worth right now.
Any ideas? Do we know?
He makes a lot of money.
James Charles' net worth, $12
million. Yeah.
Mm. That YouTube money, man.
Yes, it's the new thing.
It's the hot new thing.
Julia, were you all in on this drama here? Were y'all about the tea spilling?
I followed up with it a little bit. I thought it was very interesting. But yeah, you explained it well.
Whose side were you on?
Initially, I was on Tati's side because when she's accusing him of, you know, being manipulative of people's sexuality, that's a pretty serious allegation.
He apparently, like what it is, so James Charles is gay.
He's a gay man.
And apparently he was trying to trick straight men into.
And using his celebrity status as an excuse for being able to manipulate people into thinking that they are a certain sexuality. So that's pretty serious stuff.
Pretty serious.
So going beyond the whole be yourself kind of thing.
Right.
Something like that.
Pretty much telling other men, if you're interested in me, that means
you're gay,
you're a gay person kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. That's weird. Strange.
Julia, thank you for your insight.
It's aggressive.
Appreciate that. This is why Overtime has the feminine touch here. You don't get
have any, a little advantage.
You don't get any analysis like this about the YouTube makeup community drama on any other show.
Yes.
You don't get that on The Drive. You don't get that on Talk Sports. You don't get on 3 and Out. I can just see.
I'm happy to bring that element to the station.
Thank you. I cannot see Nate Hodges sitting in the same chair and talking about James Charles.
No.
So
yeah, I'll go ahead and say, I don't know how I feel about this James Charles guy.
A lot of people don't like him.
Yeah, he has since come out and defended himself, and
always two sides to every
came
story.
Out with what people call receipts and shown text messages.
Receipts,
yeah, you know, backing up his claim that he is not in fact a manipulator.
This is such a millennial show we're doing right now.
Yeah,
let's continue on the birthday game.
I learned who that person is, though.
I did not think I'd ever spend 5 minutes talking about James Charles on my show. But
happy birthday, James!
Happy 20th, by the way. All right, tied at 1-1 here. Last birthday for today. This is the best birthday by far here. One of my favorite people. He is 61. Yeah, he is an American actor, comedian, and game show host.
Drew Carey.
It is Drew Carey. After serving in the U.S. Marine Corps and making a name for himself in stand-up comedy, he eventually starred in his own sitcom, The Drew Carey Show, and became the host of the improv comedy show, Whose Line Is It Anyway? And is now the host since 2007 of The Price is Right, which I watch pretty much every day.
Do you really?
Dude, I love The Price is Right.
So you're bouncing between being a child eating your hot dogs with ketchup and an old man watching game shows in your free time, is what I'm hearing.
There's a lot of young people who compete on that show. I would love to compete on The Price is Right. I don't know which game I do the best at.
Didn't, what's his name from Breaking Bad go on that show?
Aaron Paul?
Yeah. Wasn't he on that show when he was a kid or something? When he
I'm
was
not
younger?
Sure. I do good at it, though. I'd love to play Plinko.
It'd be hard.
It would be hard.
Price is Right.
Oh, the show in general, yeah, but not Plinko.
Plinko's a load of crap. There's no skill to that.
That's why it's fun.
Nah.
Dropping that chip somewhere and see if it lands on that $10,000, that's fun.
Family Feud would be. It's a carnival.
Family
that's a carnival
Feud.
Game. Family
I would
feud
love
would be
to be on Family,
I
Feud.
Family Feud. I don't know which game show. That's a good topic. Which game show would you do the best on?
Wheel of Fortune's tough.
I would not last a second in Jeopardy. No, especially with Jeopardy James. Oh, my.
No.
Dude's a machine.
He would destroy all of us.
Continue on here. 2-1 lead for Julia. Okay. We're done with the birthdays. We move on
not
to the same history.
Moving on. AP. Quarterback's memory.
How do you feel about your historical knowledge?
I feel better about my historical knowledge than
not
I do my
good.
Birthday knowledge.
Not good.
Well, you have to get both of these.
Okay.
One is in early-ish 20th century. One's like just 4 years ago.
Okay.
So let's go back to 1934, this day in history. On this day in 1934, police captured and ended up killing this infamous bank-robbing couple.
Bonnie and Clyde.
It is Bonnie and Clyde.
I thought that was just a movie. Those were real people?
Yes.
Oh, this is real life.
Wait.
Don't.
Two birthday games in a row. A.J. Cook didn't know Roy Halladay died, which I mean, it's kind of excusable. You did not know Bonnie and Clyde were real? They were real.
My bad. I don't know my history of bank robbers.
Yeah, but everyone knows about Bonnie and Clyde.
I know who they are.
Bonnie
now,
Elizabeth Parker and Clyde Chestnut Barrow.
I just figured they were just, I don't want to say pop culture, but just cultural phenomenons that just...
They've been made into it, but
yeah.
They were very much real.
Real people, okay. Learned something. Learned who, what's his name?
James Charles.
James Charles.
Yeah.
Says that their exploits in the Great Depression captured the attention of the American public. Between 1931 and 1944, they are believed to have killed at least 9 police officers and several civilians. And they were killed on this day, 1934, during an ambush by police near Gippsland, Louisiana. So there you go.
Learn something new every day.
And, of course, they had the film in 1967 based on them.
Yep.
Let's do this last one just for fun here. Recent history, on this day in 2015, this European country legalized same-sex marriage.
European country?
Yeah.
England?
No.
Ireland?
It is Ireland. AJ gets 2 on the board at least.
Come on.
Made it look very competitive.
Man, I hate this game so much.
I know you do. You know the risk.
I'm just bad at it.
You know the risk when you come on OT. You know what we do at 7:30.
Yeah. If I was good at it, I know I would enjoy it.
Exactly. That does it for birthdays here. Julia gets the win. Big round of applause for Julia Ramsey. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the program here. Again, sorry that the phone lines are down if anybody's been trying to reach us here. Hopefully that will be fixed by tomorrow here, but we're still going to wrap up this Thursday edition of Overtime. Coming up next here, don't miss it. Back on overtime to wrap up the show here on this Thursday. Friday's tomorrow, fellas. So, I'm so ready.
Fella?
Guys, it's just like when you say guys.
Okay.
Is this, Julie, are you, did I need to apologize for saying fellas?
I'm not offended. It's
okay,
fine.
Thank you. See, Julie understands. Just a.
You got to be offended. You can make a lawsuit out of it.
No.
Okay, guys.
No, no, Quick Rich.
Guys, is that better?
No, it's 2019.
Oh, come on. You're the one that had a problem with James Charles wearing makeup.
Whoa.
Or at least he sounded like he had a problem.
Not a problem. Just not a problem. Different.
Just, I had no idea who this guy was. Famous for putting makeup on. This is news to me. I was surprised.
He made a lot of money doing it. He still worked a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think he'll recover.
He's doing just fine.
I think he'll be just fine.
Would you put makeup on for a living for $12 million?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yes. Just like Ted DiBiase, WWE Hall of Famer, once said, everybody's got a price.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, everybody has a price for like almost anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, traffic alert, local traffic alert, because we do care about you, dear listener, out on the roadways. This is going to affect my drive back home. I-275 North is closed in Knoxville from the I-40 entrance all the way up to High School Avenue as crews responded to a serious crash with injuries. Ooh, look at this little picture here. Yeah, they got blocked off.
Man, did they, what?
I don't know what happened.
That's not good.
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Drive safe, people.
I can find like an easy way to get around that though, but ugh. Yeah, that's scary for me. I take that way home every day.
Is that like banking left?
That's
turn?
The curvy, yeah.
That little S curve looking deal there. Yeah, that's tough.
Dude, people, I gotta be very vigilant in that part of the road.
Yeah.
Speaking of being vigilant, if you live in New York City, be vigilant on the subway.
Are the rats coming out of the sewers again?
No, this is something a lot more frightening.
Oh.
I go to the New York Times. Subway workers began raising alarms early this year. Emergency brakes on New York City subway trains were being pulled deliberately. Acts of apparent sabotage that were setting off major delays in the sprawling system.
That is awful.
Says
why?
There were clues. A man was spotted surfing on the back of a train. The door to a rear cabin on another train breached and the brake pulled. Each time, the safety chains on the back of the train were unhitched. The culprit also seemed to have a key to access train cabs. So this is an employee. This is most likely an employee trying to sabotage their own trains.
Really hates his boss.
Says this week, after reports of cascading rush hour delays on the 2 and 3 lines in Manhattan that had all the same earmarks, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority declared that a serial scuffle. What is that word? Scuffle.
I have no idea. I've never seen
anyway, that word. A subway saboteur is loose on the subway.
It's got to be just like a disgruntled employee. I'll show you, Doug. Watch this.
It says, since February, officials say hundreds of trains appear to have been delayed.
Hundreds of trains?
All possibly by this one man.
How can they not catch this guy?
I don't know.
A serial brake puller.
I've been on the New York subway before. Like, there's a lot of security down there. Like, there's cops everywhere down there. You're telling me you cannot find this one person? It's like he wants to get caught.
I want like a grand conspiracy going on for a while this is happening. I want a movie about it one day. It
says, of course, there's been havoc for thousands of subway commuters. The spree just comes as the subway has begun to show signs of improvement. But the sabotage highlights how, despite a major push to fix the system, the subway remains vulnerable to disruption, even from just one person pulling a brake. Says that the act is actually reminiscent of train stoppages in recent years by graffiti artists in cities such as Madrid in Spain and Auckland, New Zealand. In those incidents, graffiti taggers forced trains to a standstill using the emergency brake and then vandalized them with graffiti. In February, Spanish police arrested 18 people for stopping and tagging four trains in Madrid and Madrid's underground tubes.
Nah, it can't be the reason. Some people just want to watch the world burn, Tanner. It's just the Joker. The Joker is making a resurgence.
It really must be.
Just causing chaos for no good reason.
Makes me really glad I don't live in New York City. Makes me really glad I don't have to depend on public transportation.
I would hate to live in New York City, man. That'd be tough. Imagine how small your apartment would be.
I would hate to live in certain areas. Like, I would never live in Manhattan. I stayed in Manhattan when I went to NYC 2 years ago. That, no, no. I would have to live in, like, Queens or Brooklyn. I feel like that would be a little easier. Because Manhattan, it's go, go, go. Every stereotype about New York City is true. Every single one.
Where's Central Park?
Manhattan.
Okay.
In the center of Manhattan. A.K. Central Park.
Central Park. Don't.
I wouldn't know.
You don't get to.
I know. I mean, I had fun, but it's just like you imagine like living your daily life. No.
No.
It's just like I don't see how people can live in Pigeon Forge with all that tourism.
Yeah.
Imagine living in New York where every day is tourism and every day is millions of people, literally millions of people, going to and from work all the time.
Yeah, no.
People will run you over on the sidewalks there. Nobody stops at a stop walk, by the way. There's like a don't walk. People walk. Mm-hmm. I saw thousands of people jaywalk all across Manhattan.
Hey, that's illegal.
And then I rode that subway to the Bronx to go to Yankee Stadium. Subway's different.
Good different? Bad different? Different from what?
Bad different.
Being above ground?
No, there's nothing wrong with like that. I'm not like claustrophobic or anything. It's just you never know what type of person you're going to find on the subway. And
oh gosh,
the manager of the hotel we were staying at in Manhattan, like he lived in the Bronx, and he's like, yeah, I use the subway to commute to work every day. He's like, the one thing I will tell you, don't make eye contact with anybody.
What?
Yeah. If that's the one thing you tell somebody.
What a trash can of a city.
That doesn't make me feel good. It is a trash. Man, it smells.
It's like the Florida of cities.
It smells. And like on the streets.
The whole city smells.
In Manhattan. Oh, no. Dude, everywhere there's trash on the sidewalk. They don't have like containers where they just pile up trash bags. That's why the trash service works every day in New York City. 7 days a week. They're just working, working, working because there's so much trash.
Last week when you weren't here.
Yes.
I went on record saying I would never in a million years pull for a sports team from Boston or New York.
Yes.
I might just extend that out to the entire city. I might just not pull for the whole city to ever do have anything nice or anything pretty ever. I might do it. I might do it, Tanner.
I wouldn't blame you.
I'm thinking about it. You tell me there's trash can on every single road?
Not cans. There's just garbage bags just piled up, dude.
What?
Go Google images right now since we're out of time here. Look up just New York City trash,
and
you will see it. That does it for us here, though. For AJ Cook filling in an emergency from the bullpen, and for Julie Ramsey, I'm Tanner Carson. You've been listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. We will be back to wrap up the week tomorrow.